Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you fancy yourself a lyricist, it's time to sharpen your pencil and start writing. The University of Michigan Men's Glee Club is on the hunt. They're seeking lyrics for an original new Michigan song to be premiered next April, marking U of M's bicentennial. With us now, the Associate Director of Choirs and Professor of Conducting at the U of M School of Music, Theater, and Dance, Eugene Rogers. Welcome back to Stateside.
Good to be here. It's always a pleasure.
So marking big anniversaries and big occasions with a special song, that is really part of the tradition of all university glee clubs, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the Men's Glee Club here has had a long tradition in tandem with that of commissioning new Michigan songs to add to the many that we have here at the University of Michigan. And so being that it's our bicentennial, we're very excited about this opportunity.
All right. Tell us more about the contest. What kind of song is it that you're looking for?
Well, the University of Michigan, starting all the way back into really the late 1800s, began to commission songs to celebrate and honor our dear university. And so,
alma mater.
Exactly. The very first one was written in 1886 by a former Latin and English professor, Charles Mills Gailey, who was an instructor that responded to an ad. And so like that, we are basically have a call for lyrics for anyone who's faculty, student, alumni in the community that would be interested in submitting lyrics to be set to music by Associate Professor Kristen Custer, who's a composer in the composition department that will write a song that we will premiere April as we begin our year-long celebration of the bicentennial.
Well, to get everyone in the mood, let's take a listen now to a bit of the song you were referring to, written by Charles Mills Gailey, class of 1878, Laudes Aquae Carmina.
Yes, this is the one we opened for over 100 years.
Let's take a listen. Beautiful, beautiful. How many voices are singing that?
The Glee Club consists of around 100 auditioned men.
Beautiful. And what's the message? Because not everybody took Latin.
The message is great. It says, let all praise be to thee, our dear University of Michigan, not just for today, but for all time. And then the last part says, and if you don't believe in that, then be gone to the crows.
And then Glee Club performances end with another song, also by Gailey.
Yes.
Let's take a quick listen to The Yellow and Blue from 1886. So 130 years later, Gailey's songs are still being sung. So I'm guessing you expect students in the 22nd century to be singing this yet-to-be-written new song commemorating the bicentennial.
Absolutely. That's the goal. You know, back in the day, they would actually have song books that students would have and sing around campus, these collection of Michigan songs. And so that's as that tradition has waned, the Glee Clubs, the Men's Glee Club, the Women's Glee Club, and the Marching Band are sort of the three main groups on campus that continue this tradition of playing and performing Michigan songs. And so we believe that this new song will continue in perpetuity with these wonderful lyrics yet to be written and the music, of course, yet to be written.
And actually, we should probably talk about the history of the Men's Glee Club on the campus at the University of Michigan and where it fits in the national history of glee clubs.
Well, it's really quite remarkable. We are the oldest, you know, if you will, student-sponsored organization on campus, as well as being the second oldest glee club in the United States, Harvard being first and Michigan being second. And it really, that tradition is one that we hold hold close to our hearts because we know it's a responsibility. Being one of the oldest and most historic, we want our pillars to be representative of tradition, camaraderie, and musical excellence. And this sort of hits on all three, the New Michigan Song, the tradition of singing these songs at every concert, the musical excellence, obviously maintaining the highest standards so that we're not just a glee club that sings school songs, but we also are a respected music organization. And then also the camaraderie, songs that allow the gentlemen to celebrate their experiences here at this great university through song and through just being together.
How does the glee setting, a glee club, differ from a choir?
Well, I think one of the biggest differences is that the word glee traditionally has meant gender choirs, if you will, that sing songs that celebrate love, life, and their dear, if you will, universities. And so sometimes it was just men coming together, singing together at the bar, if you will, singing glees, if you will, sometimes humorous, sometimes with, you know, songs of double meaning and all of that. But this glee club now, that definition has broadened to be not only men singing and women singing songs about their life and love and their respected organizations and universities, but now singing traditional concert repertoire, if you will, from premiering new concert works, opera courses, music theater, you name it, contemporary popular music, social justice pieces. So the idea of glee now has broadened to just mainly mean gender-based ensembles, if you will.
I have to ask, sorry, I can't resist. Did the Fox show Glee, did you see that bump up interest? Were kids coming in who maybe had not thought of Glee, but because they, you know, came through school, you know, watching Glee? It was a hugely popular show.
You better believe it. You know, believe it, more than anything, it allowed us to explain the historic significance of our name than it did. Of course, there were a few who auditioned and we said, I think you are misunderstanding who we are. But, you know, we accept all, the group is open to any interested student on campus, undergraduate and graduate. And so we get a wide range of levels of and types of musical interests.
Well, fascinating stuff. So how can people submit lyrics? So somebody out there thinks, all right, I can write that lyric that they'll be singing 100 years from now. What's the time frame?
Absolutely. So the submission starts September 1st. The webpage goes live, so people can go to the webpage and submit their lyrics through November 15th. A committee that will include Professor Custer, myself, and students will select the winners that will be announced December 15th, and that will be performed on our April concert in Hill Auditorium with hopefully the lyricists as well as, obviously, Professor Custer will be there. It's a $1,500 award.
That's cool, too.
And so we hope that many will apply and submit from our community, the Michigan community. We're looking forward to receiving these submissions.
How many stanzas should the lyrics be?
We pretty much say that the lyrics must be original and new. There's not published, that have been previously published. They should be shortish. The new songs, music will be a few minutes long. And while not required, we welcome non-traditional songs or poetic forms. Writers may submit multiple song lyrics. If submitting more than one, you know, we ask that they send them separately, but it should be shortish, not too long.
Okay, there we go. Well, it's going to be fun to see what turns up, and we'll put the link on our website because it's a big long one. So go to michiganradio.org. You can go to the stateside page, and we will have the link for people there to submit their lyrics. Associate Director of Choirs, Professor of Conducting at the U of M School of Music, Theater, and Dance, Eugene Rogers. Always a pleasure to have you with
us. Thank you for having us, really. Thank you. It's really a joy.